Onto a great cause where digital assets meets biodiversity. My name is Michelle, and today I'm speaking to David Wood of WADAT. His company develops platforms where investors can buy digital assets, which directly supports and promotes the protectors of biodiversity. They launched on Thursday, the 25th of April, with a Save the Rhino Trust, the Rhino Guardianship Certificate. So, David, thanks for talking to me. How exciting is this, I must say? And firstly, how does this platform work?
Thanks. Thank you, Michelle. And thank you for providing actually this opportunity to talk about what we're doing at our what we call the WADAT Nature Market Platform. And in essence, Michelle, it's an innovative financing mechanism for funding biodiversity and all nature conservation. And at the heart of it, we have what is called a nature certificate or a biodiversity credit. This is a fast emerging field, and it's in essence, it's a unit of, in our case, it's a unit of conservation performance that has already been achieved on the ground, that has been produced on the ground. And this particular certificate that we're launching is called the Rhino Guardianship Certificate, as you mentioned. And we have done it in conjunction with Save the Rhino Trust. And one of the unique things about this innovative financing mechanism is that it connects capital from anywhere in the globe to people that are actually producing impact and nature positive outcomes on the ground. It directly connects them to each other. And typically this, you know, communities and people out in the field don't always see this money. And what we're doing is we're creating a direct connection to that. And, you know, often people, when they hear biodiversity credit or nature certificate or whatever, they think it's an investment which you can derive a return on. At the moment, this is more of a grant-based mechanism in the sense that when you buy one of these digital assets, yes, you get a digital asset, which is a 100% trusted, irrefutable proof of the impact that happened on the ground. So you do get an asset that you hold in your wallet. But it is at this stage, and this is very much a phase one, it is at this stage a sort of a granting platform, but we will be moving and lifting this into an investment grade and asset class in the very near future.
Well, that's interesting. So, yeah, what from our previous discussions also, David, we know that corporates now and in the future will also have to illustrate and in their reporting indicate what they've done in this environment, so they can then actually also publish the fact that they've invested in these certificates as part of their sort of contribution in biodiversity.
100%, Michelle. You know, there is a lot that has happened recently in a past year or two or three, and primarily that is a shift into the broader category of nature versus just carbon. You know, we're all quite familiar of the carbon markets, and they've been around for about 30 years. And what we've realized is that if we reach net zero, in other words, we balance our carbon accounts, it may not save nature. And really, that's the goal. The goal is to create a healthy planet at the end of the day. And so there's a really big impetus and movement into this broader and, yes, more complicated, more difficult nature finance arena, rather than just the carbon space, which is carbon is still very much a part of this broader category. Carbon typically focuses on climate issues, you know, energy and climate finance. Whereas what we are talking about is the nature finance, and there has been and it's just recently sort of issued its first version. It's called the Task Force on Nature-Related Financial Disclosure. the TNFD. And you're 100% correct. There are recommendations only at this point out by the TNFD for corporates to start looking very closely at their nature and or biodiversity footprint and reporting on that. And so there are a whole lot of reporting guidelines in terms of the types of metrics and in terms of the types of things that need to be reported on. And yes, you're 100% correct. These certificates are an incredibly efficient and irrefutable way of demonstrating to auditors or to your shareholders or to your board that this is what you've spent your money on, and you hold these certificates in your digital wallet and they're irrefutable proof of that spend.
Yeah. Quickly on to a last question, David, is now this rhino guard on the ground in Namibia, he does some walking and he does a lot of surveying the landscape. Just tell us a little bit about the data points. You also talk about past performance. So he's already done the work. Just give us a little bit of on the ground. What does this actually mean in terms of the work that that person has done?
Yes, absolutely. So say the Rhino Trust have done some remarkable work. I think it was about the 2012s, 10-12s or whatever, there was a precipitous decline in the black rhino populations in Namibia. Now Namibia is blessed with the largest free-roaming herd of black rhino in the world. And with this poaching, which was happening at that stage, say the Rhino Trust stepped in, and what they are very clear about and have demonstrated very clearly is that if you put boots on the ground and get people and community members doing patrols and looking after these animals, what you find is a radical drop in the poaching. So this is what they've done. And what we are doing is we are measuring their performance. We are measuring these community rangers' performance in the field, and we are bundling that together into these certificates. So when you're buying these certificates, not only are you funding a community member in the field, but by way, sort of in an indirect way, that person, that a ranger, is also looking after this critically endangered species. So you're looking after people and planet at the same time. Yeah. And that's really what that certificate is about.
David, quickly for our listeners, where can they go if they want to have more information? What is your website?
So it's wadapt.io. So it's wadapt.io. And there you will see a nature marketplace. And with a few clicks, you can be the owner of one of these unique. Each one is unique. It's a digital asset, and it'll go into your wallet, and you can own one of these things.
Fantastic. This is so exciting and absolutely the way going forward, in my opinion. David, thank you very much for talking to us today and all the interesting stuff that you are doing. We are wishing you all the best for further initiatives in this line. Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you, Michelle. And really, it is a great pleasure to spread the word and tell you what we are doing. And you're exactly right. This is just a first step, and there is a lot of innovation and a lot of exciting structuring that we can do to actually create a world where business and nature are in harmony rather than opposed to each other.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, David. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.